¿Cuántos libros tiene usted? This sentence translates to, how many books do you have? The sentence uses the interrogative pronoun, ¿cuántos? Meaning, how many, followed by the noun, libros, meaning, books. The verb, tiene, is the third person singular form of the verb, tener, meaning, to have. It is conjugated in the present tense, and agrees with the subject pronoun, usted, meaning, you, formal. The sentence ends with a question mark. ¿Cuál es tu mayor fuente de inspiración? This translates to, what is your greatest source of inspiration? The sentence follows the standard question structure in Spanish. ¿Cuál? ¿Cuál? This is the interrogative pronoun, which, or, what. It's used to ask about a specific item, or thing from a set of possibilities. Is. Es. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb, ser. Ser. Meaning, to be. It's used here as part of the question. To. Tú. This is the second person singular possessive adjective, meaning, your. It indicates that the source of inspiration belongs to the person being addressed. Me. Mayor. This is the adjective, greater, or, bigger, indicating the largest, or most significant source of inspiration. Fuente. Fuente. This is the noun, source, referring to the origin, or place from which something comes. De. De. This is the preposition, of, indicating belonging, or origin. Inspiración. Inspiración. This is the noun, inspiration, referring to a feeling, or idea that makes you want to do something creative, or ambitious. The question is asking the person being addressed about the most important thing, or person that motivates them. Están locas. They are crazy. This sentence uses the estar verb, which is used to describe a temporary state, or condition. Locas is the plural feminine form of the adjective loco. Crazy. It modifies the noun ellas. They, which is understood in the context. Hago ejercicios dos horas por día. I exercise 2 hours per day. Hago is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb hacer. To do. It is used here to express an action that happens regularly. Ejercicios is the plural form of the noun ejercicio. Exercise, which refers to physical activity. Dos is the Spanish word for 2 horas. Is the plural form of the noun hora. Hour, which indicates a unit of time. Por is a preposition that indicates a duration of time in this case. Día is the Spanish word for day. Además de ser un famoso físico, él es un gran novelista. Besides being a famous physicist, he is a great novelist. Además means besides or in addition to. De is a preposition meaning of or from. Ser is the infinitive form of the verb to be in the third person singular. Un is the indefinite article meaning a or an. Famoso means famous. Físico means physicist. El is the third person singular pronoun meaning he. Es is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb to be. Un is the indefinite article meaning a or an. Gran means great. Novelista means novelist. Key concepts. The sentence uses the prepositional phrase además de ser un famoso físico. to introduce a secondary piece of information about the subject. The verb, sir, is used to describe the subject's profession. The use of the indefinite articles, un and un, indicates that this is the first time we are learning about the subject's professions. Al crecer muchas cosas dejan de fascinarnos. As we grow older, many things stop fascinating us. Breakdown. Al crecer. This is a prepositional phrase using the preposition al, which means as, upon, to, at, and the verb crecer, meaning to grow. In this context, it signifies as we grow older. Muchas cosas. This is a noun phrase with the adjective muchas, meaning many, and the noun cosas, meaning things. Dejan. This is the third person plural present tense of the verb dejar, meaning to leave or to stop. De fascinarnos. This is an infinitive phrase. Fascinarnos is the infinitive form of the verb fascinar, meaning to fascinate, and the preposition de is used to indicate that it is the object of the verb dejar. Key concepts. Prepositional phrases, al crecer, functions as a prepositional phrase, indicating a time or circumstance. Infinitive phrases, the infinitive phrase de fascinarnos, clarifies the action of leaving something behind. Subject-verb agreement, the verb dejan, is plural to agree with the plural subject. Muchas cosas. ¿Dónde está el dinero? Where is the money? The sentence uses the interrogative pronoun ¿dónde?, which means where. The verb está is the third person singular present tense of the verb estar, which means to be. The noun el dinero refers to the money. The sentence follows the standard structure of a Spanish question, where the question word ¿dónde? Is placed at the beginning. Toma clases de psicología del deporte. Tom teaches sports psychology classes. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Da is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb dar, meaning to give. It is used here in the sense of to teach. Clases is the plural form of the noun clase, meaning class. De is a preposition meaning of. Psicología is a noun meaning psychology. Del is a contraction of del, meaning of the. Deporte is a noun meaning sports. The sentence structure is simple and straightforward. Subject plus verb plus object. The phrase de psicología del deporte functions as a modifier of the noun clases, specifying the type of classes Tom teaches. Lo único que importa es si acaso eres feliz o no. The only thing that matters is whether you are happy or not. Lo. This is the direct object pronoun, it, in the masculine singular form. It refers to the following clause. Si acaso eres feliz o no. Único. This is an adjective meaning only or unique. It modifies the noun que, which is an indefinite pronoun que. This is a relative pronoun, and it introduces the clause importa, which modifies the previous noun único. Importa. This is the verb to matter in the third person singular form es. This is the verb to be in the third person singular form si. This is a conjunction that introduces a conditional clause acaso. This is an adverb that adds a sense of uncertainty. Aleph. This is the verb, to be, in the second person singular form. Feliz. This is an adjective meaning, happy. Or. This is a conjunction meaning, or. Nor. This is the negation, not. ¿Cuál te gusta más? ¿El té con limón o el té con leche? Which one do you like more, tea with lemon, or tea with milk? The question uses the verb, gustar, which means, to like, in English. It follows a specific structure with the indirect object pronoun, te, you, and the direct object pronoun, más, more. The verb, gustar, is conjugated in the third person singular, gusta, because the subject of the sentence is the te. The sentence uses a direct object pronoun to make it more concise. Más. More. This pronoun replaces the phrase, more than the other, in English. El té con limón. Tea with lemon. El té con leche. Tea with milk. Ellos trabajan juntos. They work together. The sentence is in the third person plural. Ellos. They, and the verb is, trabajan, which is the third person plural present tense of the verb, trabajar, to work. The word, juntos, together, is an adverb that modifies the verb, trabajan, work. The sentence is simple and straightforward, conveying the idea that they work as a team, or collaboratively. Él prometió volver temprano a casa esta noche. He promised to return home early tonight. Él is the subject pronoun, meaning, he. Prometió is the third person singular past tense of the verb. Prometer, meaning, to promise. Volver is the infinitive form of the verb, to return. Temprano is an adverb meaning, early. A casa is a prepositional phrase meaning, home. Esta noche is a noun phrase meaning, tonight. No te olvides de apagar la luz al salir. Don't forget to turn off the light when you leave. This sentence is a imperative sentence, which means it is a command or request. The subject, tu, you, is implied, so it is not explicitly stated. Breakdown. Note olvidaste. This is a common phrase meaning, don't forget to. No. Means, no, or, not. Te. Is the object pronoun for, you, and is used here, because the verb, olvidar. To forget, is a reflexive verb. Olvides is the second person singular, tu, form of the present subjunctive of, olvidar. To forget, de, is the preposition, of, which is used before infinitives to indicate purpose. Apaga, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to turn off. La luz, this is the definite article, la, the, followed by the noun, luz. Light. Al salir. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, when leaving. Al. Is the preposition, when. Salir. Is the infinitive form of the verb, to leave. Me estoy divirtiendo. I am having fun. This sentence uses the presente progresivo. Present progressive tense, which describes an action that is happening right now. It is formed by combining the verb estar, to be, in the present tense with the gerundio, present participle, of the verb. Me is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. Estoy is the present tense conjugation of estar. For the first person singular, divirtiendo is the gerundio of the verb divertirse, to have fun. Key concept, the presente progressivo. Tense is used to describe ongoing actions. Tom no necesito más cirugía. Tom did not need any more surgery. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun. No necesito is the verb, to need, in the past tense, conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject, Tom. The word, no, indicates negation. Más is an adverb meaning, more. Cirugía is the noun, surgery. Key concepts. Negation. The word, no, negates the verb, necesito, indicating that Tom did not need any more surgery. Past tense. The verb, necesito, is in the past tense, indicating that the event of not needing surgery occurred in the past. Adverb. The adverb, más, modifies the noun, cirugía, and indicates the quantity of surgery. No entendí tu apellido. I did not understand your last name. The sentence is in the negative form, and uses the verb entender, which means, to understand. No is the negative adverb. Entendi is the past tense conjugation of the verb, entender, in the first person singular, which means, I understood. Tu is the possessive adjective that means, your. Apellido is the noun that means, last name. The sentence structure is simple. Negative adverb plus possessive adjective plus noun. Afortunadamente, la mordedura de tiburón no dañó ninguna arteria principal. Fortunately, the shark bite did not damage any major arteries. Afortunadamente. This is an adverb meaning, fortunately. It is often used at the beginning of a sentence to express relief or gratitude. La. This is the definite article, meaning, the. Mordedura. This is a noun meaning, bite. The ending, ura, is a common suffix used to form nouns in Spanish. De tiburón. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, of shark. The preposition, de, means, of, or, from, and, tiburón, means, shark. No. This is the negative adverb meaning, not. Dañó. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb. Dañar. Which means, to damage, or, to hurt. Ninguna. This is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article meaning, no, or, any. Arteria. This is a noun meaning, artery. Principal. This is an adjective meaning, main, or, principal. This sentence is a simple sentence in the past tense, describing a past event. The sentence also uses the definite article, la, and the indefinite article, ninguna, which are important for conveying the specificity of the event. ¿Tenéis algún mensaje para mí? Do you have any messages for me? This sentence is a question in the tú informal form, meaning it is addressed to a person or group that the speaker is familiar with. ¿Tenéis? This is the question form of the verb tener. To have, in the vosotros form, which is the informal plural form of tú. You. Algún means any, and is used before a singular noun, in this case, mensaje. Message. Para mí means for me, and indicates the receiver of the message. Podría haberlo hecho mejor si hubiera tenido tiempo. This sentence translates to I could have done it better, if I had had time. Breakdown. Podría haberlo hecho mejor. This is a conditional sentence in the past potential subjunctive. Podría. This is the conditional form of the verb, poder, to be able to, indicating a possibility in the past. Haberlo hecho. This is the past participle of the verb, hate, to do, in the past perfect tense. The pronoun, lo, it, is attached to the verb, major. This is the comparative adjective for, good, meaning, better. See cubiera tenido tiempo. This is a clause that sets the condition for the previous statement. See, this is the conjunction, if. Cubiera tenido. This is the imperfect subjunctive of the verb, tener, to have, indicating a hypothetical action in the past. Tiempo. This means, time. Key concepts. Conditional sentences. These sentences express a hypothetical situation, and its consequence. The formula is, if plus condition, then plus consequence. Past potential subjunctive. This tense is used to express a possibility, or hypothetical action in the past, and often involves the conditional form of a verb. Imperfect subjunctive. This tense is used to express a hypothetical action in the past, often in conditional sentences. Yo solía soñar con ser millonario. I used to dream of being a millionaire. Yo is the subject pronoun, I. Solía is the imperfect tense of the verb soler, which means to use to or to be accustomed to. It indicates a past habit. Soñar is the infinitive verb to dream. Con is the preposition with and is used here to express the object of the dream. Ser is the infinitive verb to be. Millonario is the noun, millionaire. The sentence uses the imperfect tense to describe a past habit, I used to dream. The phrase, to be a millionaire, is the object of the verb, to dream. The preposition, con, clarifies that it is a dream, of, being a millionaire. Tom y yo estábamos ocupados. Tom and I were busy. The sentence is in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing in the past. The verb estar means to be and is used here to express a state of being. The adjective ocupado means busy. The pronoun yo, I, is used after the subject, Tom, for emphasis and clarity. The imperfect tense ending for the verb estar is derivo for the first person plural. Ni siquiera sabes mi nombre. You don't even know my name. Breakdown. Ni siquiera. Ni siquiera means not even and emphasizes the lack of knowledge. Sabes. Sabes is the second person singular present tense conjugation of the verb saber, to know. My number, mi nombre, is the possessive pronoun my, followed by the noun name. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negative adverb ni siquiera to emphasize the lack of knowledge. Present tense. The verb sabes is in the present tense, indicating a current state of not knowing. Direct object. The noun phrase mi nombre is the direct object of the verb sabes, indicating what is not known. Ellos no nos van a dejar en paz. They are not going to leave us alone. Breakdown. Ellos. They, masculine plural subject pronoun. No. Not, negation. Van. Go, third person plural present indicative of. Ir. To go. A. To, preposition. Dejar. To leave, infinitive verb. Nos. Us, first person plural object pronoun. En. In, preposition. Path. Peace, noun. Key concepts. Ira mas infinitive is a common way to express future tense in Spanish. Object pronoun placement. In Spanish, object pronouns usually go before the conjugated verb, in this case, nos. Comes before van. However, they can also go after the conjugated verb, if the verb is an infinitive, or a gerund. Empath. Means, in peace, or, at peace. It is used to express the state of being calm, and tranquil. Tom está fuera arrancando malas hierbas. Tom is outside pulling weeds. The sentence is in the present continuous tense, which indicates an action happening now. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it is a proper noun. Está is the present tense of the verb. Estar, which means to be, and is used to express location, state, or condition. In this case, it indicates Tom's location. Fuera is an adverb that means outside. It modifies the verb está and tells us where Tom is. Arrancando is the present participle of the verb arrancar, which means to pull out or to rip out. It indicates the action that Tom is performing. Malas hierbas are the object of the verb arrancando. Malas is the feminine plural form of the adjective malo, bad, and hierbas is the plural form of the noun hierba, herb, weed. The entire sentence is a simple example of how to use the present continuous tense in Spanish. It also demonstrates the use of adverbs and nouns in Spanish. Lamento que no pueda venir esta tarde. I am sorry that I cannot come this afternoon. Breakdown. Lamento. This is the present tense of the verb. Lamentar. To regret. It means, I regret. Que. This is a conjunction meaning, that, and introduces a subordinate clause. No. This is a negation, meaning, not. Pueda. This is the subjunctive form of the verb. Poder. To be able to. It is used here to express a possibility, or potential. Venir. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Venir. To come. Esta. This is a feminine definite article meaning, this. Tarde. This is a noun meaning, afternoon. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express a wish, possibility, or suggestion. In this sentence, it is used to express the possibility of not being able to come. Negation. The negation. No. Is used to indicate that the speaker cannot come. Conjunction. The conjunction. Que. Connects the main clause to a subordinate clause, which expresses the reason for the speaker's regret. No hay manera de que Tom pudiera haber robado el dinero sin ser visto. There is no way that Tom could have stolen the money without being seen. Breakdown. No hay is a negative expression meaning, there is not. Manera means way or manner and is used here in the sense of possibility. De que is a conjunction meaning that and introduces a subordinate clause. Tom is the subject of the verb. Pudiera is the imperfect subjunctive of the verb poder, to be able to. This form indicates that the possibility is hypothetical or uncertain. Haber robado is the past participle of the verb robar, to steal. It is used here in conjunction with the auxiliary verb haber to form the perfect infinitive. El dinero is the direct object of the verb robar. Sin ser visto is a prepositional phrase meaning without being seen. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used in Spanish to express a variety of concepts, including uncertainty, possibility, and desire. In this sentence, the subjunctive mood is used in the phrase pudiera haberlo valvo to indicate that the possibility of Tom stealing the money is hypothetical. Perfect infinitive. The perfect infinitive is formed by combining the past participle of a verb with the auxiliary verb, haber. It is used to express an action that has been completed before another action, or event. In this sentence, the perfect infinitive, haberlo valvo, is used to describe the act of stealing the money. Negative expression. The negative expression, no hay, is used to emphasize the impossibility of something. In this case, it emphasizes that there is no way Tom could have stolen the money without being seen. Estoy comprando. I am buying. This sentence uses the present continuous tense in Spanish, which is formed by combining the verb estar, to be, and the present participle of the main verb. Estoy is the present tense of estar. In the first person singular, I, comprando, is the present participle of the verb comprar, to buy. The present continuous tense is used to describe actions that are happening at the moment of speaking. Pienso que Tom podría llevar a cabo casi cualquier cosa que decidiera hacer. I think that Tom could carry out almost anything that he decided to do. This sentence showcases the use of the conditional mood in Spanish, indicated by the verb podría, could. The verb llevar a cabo means to carry out, and is used in its infinitive form after the modal verb podría. The phrase cualquier cosa is a direct object pronoun referring to anything. The relative pronoun que introduces a relative clause, which modifies cualquier cosa and describes what Tom would be able to carry out. The verb decidiera is the imperfect subjunctive of the verb decidir, to decide, which is used to express hypothetical or uncertain actions in the past. The pronoun hacer refers back to the action of deciding. Key concepts. Conditional mood podría expresses possibility or potential. Infinitive llevar a cabo is used after the modal verb podría. Relative clause introduced by que. It modifies the noun anything. Imperfect subjunctive decidiera conveys hypothetical action in the past. Tom debería haberle pedido ayuda a Mary. Tom should have asked Mary for help. Debería means should in the past tense, indicating an obligation or a suggestion about something that should have happened but didn't. Haber is the auxiliary verb used with the past participle pedido to form the compound past tense. Le is the indirect object pronoun, meaning to her and referring to Mary. Pedido is the past participle of the verb pedir to ask, and refers to the action of asking. Ayuda means help, and is the direct object of the verb pedir. A is the preposition to, and is used before the indirect object pronoun. Mari is the name of the person to whom Tom should have asked for help. Dijo que irá a Estados Unidos. He/she said that he/she will go to the United States. Dijo. This is the past tense of the verb decir, which means to say. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, it introduces the clause irá a Estados Unidos. Irá. This is the future tense of the verb ir, which means to go. It is conjugated in the third person singular, which agrees with the subject. El vara ella. Ah. This is a preposition that means to. Estados Unidos. This is the name of the country, United States. A causa de la lluvia, no pudimos jugar al tenis fuera. Because of the rain, we couldn't play tennis outside. Breakdown. A causa de means because of and is used to introduce the reason for something. La lluvia means the rain and is the subject of the sentence. No pudimos is the past tense of the verb poder, to be able to, and means we couldn't. Jugar means to play and is the infinitive verb in this sentence. Al tenis means tennis and is the object of the verb jugar. Fuera means outside and is an adverb modifying the verb jugar. Key concepts. Prepositions. A causa de is a preposition that introduces a phrase explaining the reason for something. Past tense. The verb poder is conjugated in the past tense to indicate that the action, playing tennis, could not happen. Infinitive verb. The infinitive verb jugar is used after the verb poder to indicate the action that could not be performed. Object of the verb al tenis is the object of the verb jugar. Adverb fuera is an adverb that modifies the verb jugar and tells us where the action took place. Me parecía que no había salida a nuestro predicamento. It seemed to me that there was no way out of our predicament. Breakdown. Me. This is the pronoun, me, meaning, to me, or, for me. It's used in the sentence to indicate the speaker's perspective. Parecía. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Parecer. To seem. This implies a continuing state of opinion, or belief in the past. Que. This is a conjunction meaning, that. Introducing a subordinate clause that clarifies the speaker's opinion. No. This is the negation, not. Había. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Haber. To have, in the impersonal form. It's used here to express that there was an absence of something. Salida. This is the noun, exit, or, way out. Ah. This is the preposition, to, indicating direction, or destination. Nuestro. This is the possessive adjective, our, indicating ownership of the predicament. Predicamento. This is the noun, predicament, meaning a difficult, or dangerous situation. Tom levantó la copa y dijo, por la feliz pareja. Tom raised the glass, and said, to the happy couple. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. This is the name of the person performing the action. Levanto. Levantó. This is the past tense of the verb. Levantar. To lift, or raise. It is conjugated in the third person singular, indicating that Tom is the subject. La copa. La copa. This is the direct object, meaning what Tom raised. La is the feminine definite article, meaning the, and copa means glass, specifically a wine glass. Y e. This means and connects the two actions of raising the glass and saying the toast. Dijo. Dijo. This is the past tense of the verb. Decir. To say. It is conjugated in the third person singular, indicating that Tom is the subject. Por la feliz pareja. Por la feliz pareja. This is the toast, meaning, to the happy couple. Por. Por. This is an exclamation meaning, to. It is used to express a toast. La. La. This is the feminine definite article meaning the. Feliz. Feliz. This is the adjective meaning happy and is used to describe the. Pareja. 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 This means couple. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verbs. Levantó. And. Dijo. Are both conjugated in the past tense to show that the actions happened in the past. Direct object. La copa. Is the direct object, because it is the thing that Tom raised. Definite articles. La. Is used before both. Copa. And. Pareja. Because they are specific items. Toast. The exclamation. Por. Is used to make a toast. Tomás seguramente tiene unos 30 años. Tomás is probably about 30 years old. The sentence utilizes the verb tener, which means to have in this context, but it conveys the idea of being or having an age. Seguramente is an adverb that expresses probability. It is similar to probably or likely. Unos is an indefinite article that precedes numbers, indicating an approximate amount. In this case, it indicates an approximate age. Treinta is the number 30. The sentence structure is simple, following the pattern of subject-verb-object. Tom estuvo con Mary todo el día. Tom spent the whole day with Mary. The sentence uses the preterite tense of the verb estar, estuvo, to describe a completed action in the past. Tom is the subject of the sentence. Estuvo is the verb, meaning was or spent time. Con means with. Mari is the object of the preposition. Con todo el día means the whole day. The sentence structure is straightforward, following the subject-verb-object pattern. Tom inclinó su cabeza. He tilted his head. This sentence uses the verb inclinó, which is the past tense of inclinar. To tilt, the subject pronoun su refers to the masculine noun cabeza, head. Al ladrón lo agarraron esta mañana. The thief was caught this morning. Here is a breakdown of the grammar. Al is a contraction of a plus el, meaning to the. This indicates the thief is the object of the action. Ladrón is the noun thief in the masculine singular form. Lo is the pronoun him, referring to the thief. Agarraron is the past tense of the verb agarrar, meaning to catch or to grab. Esta is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective este, meaning this. Mañana is the noun morning. In essence, the sentence means they caught the thief this morning. It is important to note that the word order in Spanish can differ from English. The placement of the object pronoun lo before the verb agarraron is a common characteristic of Spanish grammar. Quieren mi ayuda? They want my help. This is an interrogative sentence. Quieren is the verb querer, conjugated in the third person plural of the present indicative, meaning to want. Mi is the possessive adjective meaning my. Ayuda is the noun meaning help. The question mark indicates it is a question. Lleva esta caja a la otra habitación. Take this box to the other room. The sentence is in the imperative. mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Breakdown. Lleva is the imperative form of the verb llevar. To carry, to take. It is in the to form, which means it is a command directed at one person. Esta is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. This, which refers to something close to the speaker. Caja is a noun that means box. A is a preposition that means to. La is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the. Otra is an adjective meaning other. Habitación is a noun meaning room. Estoy muy entusiasmado con eso. I am very excited about that. Breakdown. Estoy is the present tense conjugation of the verb estar. To be, in the first person singular. Muy is an adverb meaning very. Entusiasmado is the masculine singular past participle of the verb entusiasmar. To excite. It's being used here as an adjective to describe the speaker. Con is a preposition meaning with. Eso is a pronoun referring to something previously mentioned. This sentence indicates that the speaker is excited about something previously mentioned in the conversation. ¿Quién es esa chica? Who is that girl? This sentence is asking for information about a girl. Here's a breakdown. ¿Quién? ¿Quién? This is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who? It is used to ask about a person. Is. Es. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, ser. Ser. Meaning, to be. Esa. Esa. This is the feminine singular demonstrative adjective meaning, that, referring to something nearby, but not directly in front of the speaker. Chica. Chica. This is the noun meaning, girl. The question is asking for the identity of the girl being pointed out. It could be asking for her name, her occupation, or any other piece of information about her. El hombre que vino a verte no dijo quién era. The man who came to see you didn't say who he was. Breakdown. El. This is the definite article meaning the, in masculine singular form. Hombre. This is the noun meaning man. Que. This is the relative pronoun meaning who or that, and introduces the relative clause vino. This is the past tense of the verb venir, meaning to come. Ah. This is the preposition to verte. This is the infinitive ver, meaning to see, conjugated in the infinitive form no. This is the adverb not dijo. This is the past tense of the verb decir, meaning to say. ¿Quién? This is the interrogative pronoun meaning who, and is used in the context of asking for an identity. Era. This is the past tense of the verb ser, meaning to be. Key concepts. Relative clauses. The phrase que vino a verte is a relative clause that modifies the noun hombre. Relative clauses provide additional information about a noun. Verb conjugation. The verbs vino, dijo, and era are conjugated in the past tense to indicate an action that happened in the past. Negation. The word no is used to negate the verb dijo. Interrogative pronoun. The word quién is an interrogative pronoun used to ask for information about someone's identity. Este secreto tiene que quedar entre nosotros. This secret has to stay between us. Breakdown. Este. This, masculine singular. Secreto. Secret, masculine singular noun. Tiene que. has to, present tense of tener plus que, indicates obligation. Quedar. To stay, infinitive verb. Entre. Between. Nosotros. Us, plural pronoun. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The adjective. Este. Agrees in gender with the noun. Secreto. Both masculine. Obligation. The phrase. Tiene que. Indicates that something is obligatory or necessary. Preposition. The preposition. Entre. Shows the relationship between the secret and the people involved. Pronoun. Nosotros. Is a plural pronoun indicating the speaker and at least one other person. Creo que ella inventó esa historia. I think she made up that story. Creo. This is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb. Creer. To believe. It means, I believe. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It means, that. Ella. This is the third person singular feminine pronoun, meaning, she. Inventó. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb. Inventar. To invent. It means, she invented. Esa. This is the feminine singular demonstrative adjective, meaning, that. Historia. This is the feminine singular noun, meaning, story. Mirad aquí. Look here. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command, or request. Mirad. Is the imperative form of the verb. Mirar. To look. It is in the ustedes form, meaning it is addressed to a group of people. Aquí. Means here. The sentence is telling the group of people to look here. Seguimos a Tom. We are following Tom. Breakdown. Seguimos. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Seguir. To follow, in the first person plural form. This indicates that the action is being done by the speaker and others, or by a group that includes the speaker. Is the preposition, to, or, at, in this context, introducing the object being followed. Tom. Is the proper noun, Tom, the person being followed. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb. Seguir. Is conjugated in the present tense, and the first person plural form to reflect the action being performed by, we. Prepositions. The preposition. A. Connects the verb. Seguimos. To the object being followed. Tom. Tenemos dos niños. We have two children. The sentence. Tenemos dos niños. Uses the verb. Tener. Which means, to have. The verb. Tener. Is conjugated in the present tense. First person plural form, tenemos, which indicates that the subject of the sentence is we, dos, means two, and niños, means children, a masculine plural noun. Therefore, the sentence translates to we have two children. Yo siempre supe que no sería fácil. I always knew it wouldn't be easy. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense. Let's break it down. Yo. Yo. Means, I, and is the subject of the sentence. Siempre. Siempre. Means, always, and modifies the verb, supe. 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 Is the past tense form of the verb, saber. Saber. Which means, to know. Here, it is conjugated in the first person singular, indicating that, I, was the one, who knew. Que. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. No. No. means not and negates the verb seria. 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 Is the conditional form of the verb ser. Ser. Which means to be. It is conjugated in the third person singular, indicating that the subject of the clause, it, would be something. Facile. Facile. Means easy, and is an adjective modifying the verb seria. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb saber. Savoir. Is conjugated in the past tense, sup, to indicate an action that happened in the past. The verb ser. Ser. Is conjugated in the conditional tense, seria, to indicate a hypothetical situation. Negation. The negative word, no. Nor. Negates the verb, seria. Subordinate clause. The clause introduced by, que. Que. Is a subordinate clause that provides additional information about what the speaker knew. Es capaz de hacerlo mejor que yo. He/she is capable of doing it better than me. The sentence is in the third person singular, es. Is the conjugation of the verb ser. To be, in the present tense. Capaz. Means capable, and it is used as an adjective modifying the pronoun él or ella, which is implied in the sentence. De is a preposition meaning of, and introduces the infinitive phrase hacerlo, which means to do it. Mejor means better, and que yo means than me. Key concepts. Third person singular, es, is the conjugation of the verb ser. To be, in the present tense, used for he, she, or it. Adjective, capaz, means capable, and functions as an adjective modifying the implied pronoun él or ella. Infinitive phrase, de hacerlo, is an infinitive phrase that functions as the object of the preposition de. Comparative, mejor, means better, and is used in the comparative form with que, to compare the subject's ability to that of the speaker. Voy a hacer los deberes esta tarde cuando llegue a casa. I am going to do my homework this afternoon when I get home. Breakdown. Voy is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb ir, meaning to go. In this context, it is used with the preposition a to express the intention of going somewhere. A is a preposition that indicates direction or destination. In this case, it means to. Hacer is the infinitive form of the verb to do. Los deberes is the plural form of the noun el deber, meaning homework. Esta tarde is a time expression meaning this afternoon. Cuando is a conjunction meaning when. Llegue is the first person singular present subjunctive form of the verb llegar, meaning to arrive. This subjunctive form is used in subordinate clauses introduced by cuando to express a future action that is contingent upon another action. A casa is a prepositional phrase meaning home. Key concepts. Ir a plus infinitive is a common construction in Spanish to express the intention of doing something. Cuando introduces a subordinate clause that expresses a condition or time frame. The subjunctive mood is used in the subordinate clause to express the future action as contingent upon the arrival home. Quería comprar el libro. I wanted to buy the book. Breakdown. Quería is the imperfect tense of the verb querer, to want. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions that were ongoing in the past, or actions that happened repeatedly in the past. In this case, it indicates a desire that was not fulfilled. Comprar is the infinitive form of the verb. Comprar. To buy. El libro is the definite article, the, followed by the noun, book. ¿Viste a ese pequeño ratón? Did you see that small mouse? This sentence is a question in the past tense. ¿Viste is the past tense of the verb ver, which means to see. You will see that this is conjugated for the second person singular. Tú form of the verb. This implies that the question is being asked of a singular person. A ese pequeño ratón. This is a direct object phrase meaning, that small mouse not. A is the preposition. A, which can be used to show direction, but it is also used when indicating the object of a verb. Ese is the masculine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Ese, which means, that, referring to something that is close to the listener. Pequeño is the masculine singular form of the adjective. Pequeño, which means, small. Ratón is the masculine singular noun. Ratón, which means, mouse. A los hombres les gusta lucir varoniles. This sentence translates to, men like to look masculine. Here's a breakdown. A los hombres. This is the indirect object of the sentence, meaning, to the men. A is the preposition, to, or, for. Los is the definite article, the, in the masculine plural. Hombres is the noun, men. Les. This is the pronoun, them, and acts as the indirect object pronoun, replacing the phrase. A los hombres. Gusta. This is the verb, to like, in the third person singular. Lucir. This is the verb, to look, or, to wear, in the infinitive form. Varoniles. This is the adjective, masculine. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun. The pronoun, les, replaces the indirect object, a los hombres. To avoid repetition, subject-verb agreement, the verb, gusta, agrees in number and person with the implied subject, a ellos. To them, infinitive, the verb, lucir, is in the infinitive form, which is used after verbs like, gusta. Debes vivir según tus principios. You should live according to your principles. This sentence is a direct translation from the Spanish, but we can see how the grammar works. Debes is the tú form of the verb deber in the formal imperative tense. Debes means, you must, or, you should, and is a more formal way of saying, you must, than using the informal imperative. Debes vivir is the infinitive form of the verb vivir, meaning, to live. Según is a preposition meaning, according to. Tus is a possessive adjective meaning, your, and refers to the principles belonging to the person being spoken to. Principios means, principles, the guidelines, or standards that a person believes in. Voy a estar solo. I am going to be alone. Breakdown. Voy. This is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Ir. To go. It translates directly to, I go, but in this context, it implies an intention, or future action. A. This is the preposition. A. Which means, to, or, towards, in this context. It indicates direction. Estar. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Estar. To be, It is used to describe a state or condition. Solo. This means alone in English. The entire phrase, voy a estar solo, literally translates to, I am going to be alone. The present tense of ir in combination with a and the infinitive estar is commonly used to express future plans or intentions. Señor las indicaciones del médico. He followed the doctor's instructions. Breakdown. Señor. This is the past tense of the verb seguir, which means to follow. In this case, it's the third person singular form, meaning it refers to a male or unspecified person. Las. This is the feminine plural definite article, meaning the. It agrees in gender and number with the following noun. Indicaciones. This is the plural form of the noun. Indicación. Which means instruction. Del. This is the contraction of de. Of and el. The indicating possession. Médico. This is the masculine singular noun meaning doctor. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb señor is conjugated in the past tense, indicating an action that happened in the past. Gender and number agreement. The articles las and del agree in gender and number with the nouns they modify. Prepositional phrase. The phrase del médico acts as a prepositional phrase, indicating possession. Tom se puso a gritar como una quinceañera. Tom started to yell like a quinceañera. Tom se puso a gritar. This translates to, Tom started to yell. The verb ponerse can be used to indicate the beginning of an action or state. It's similar to start or begin in English. The phrase a más infinitive. A gritar follows ponerse and clarifies the specific action that Tom began doing. Como una quinceañera. This literally translates to like a quinceañera. A quinceañera is a young girl celebrating her 15th birthday, a very special occasion in many Latin American cultures. It's often associated with excitement and loud celebration. Therefore, this phrase means that Tom was yelling in a very loud, energetic, and possibly over-the-top way, similar to how a girl might celebrate her quinceañera. Nunca me he sentido tan animado. I've never felt so excited. This sentence uses the verb sentir, which means to feel. The verb is conjugated in the pretérito perfecto, present perfect tense, for the first person singular. Me. I. This tense is used to describe an action that started in the past and continues to have an effect in the present. Nunca means never, and tan means so. The adjective animado means excited, and it is in the masculine singular form to agree with the pronoun me. Él es amigable. He is friendly. This sentence uses the ser verb, which means to be, and is used to describe qualities or characteristics. Él is the subject pronoun for he, and amigable is an adjective meaning friendly. Todavía no está seco. It is not yet dry. Breakdown. Todavía. Todavía means still or yet and indicates that the action of drying has not finished. No. Nor means not and negates the verb estar. Estar is the third person singular present indicative of the verb estar, which means to be in this context. It indicates a state of being. seco, seco, is the masculine singular adjective meaning dry. This sentence utilizes the verb estar to describe a state of being, emphasizing that the object is currently not dry. Cualquier cosa en la que eres bueno contribuye a la felicidad. Anything you are good at contributes to happiness. Breakdown. Cualquier cosa. This is a compound word formed by cualquier, any, whatever, and cosa, thing. It means anything. En la que. This is a relative pronoun phrase that functions as a prepositional phrase. It means in which. Eres. This is the second person singular present indicative form of the verb ser. To be. It means you are. Bueno. This is the masculine singular form of the adjective. Bueno. Good. It means good. Contribuye. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Contribuir. To contribute. It means contributes. A la felicidad. This is a prepositional phrase that means to happiness. Key concepts. Relative pronouns. En la que. Is a relative pronoun phrase that connects the two clauses. Present tense. The present tense is used to describe a general truth or a habitual action. Prepositional phrases. En la que. And. A la felicidad. Are prepositional phrases that provide additional information about the sentence. La noticia causó alerta a lo largo de la vía. The news caused alarm throughout the village. Breakdown. La is the definite article, meaning the. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Noticia. News. Noticia. Is the noun, meaning news. Causó is the third person singular preterite form of the verb. Causar. To cause. It indicates that the action of causing happened in the past. Alerta is the noun, meaning alarm. A lo largo de is a prepositional phrase meaning throughout. La is the definite article, meaning the. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Villa. Village. Villa. Is the noun, meaning village. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The definite articles. La. Agree in gender with the nouns. Noticia. And. Villa. Preterite tense. The verb. Causó. Is in the preterite tense, indicating a completed action in the past. Prepositional phrase. A lo largo de. Is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb. Causó. Indicating the extent of the alarm. No puedes hacer algo para ayudarme. Can't you do something to help me? This sentence is a question, asking if someone is able to help. Here's a breakdown of the grammar and meaning. No puedes hacer algo para ayudarme. No. This is the interrogative form of no, which translates to can't. It is used at the beginning of the sentence to make it a question. Puedes, this is the second person singular form of the verb, poder, which means to be able to, or can. Hacer, this is the infinitive form of the verb, hacer, which means to do, or to make. Algo, this is an indefinite pronoun that means something. Para, this preposition means for. Ayudar, this is the infinitive form of the verb ayudar, to help, conjugated in the infinitive form with the reflexive pronoun me, myself, to indicate the action is being done to oneself. In summary, the sentence translates to, can't you do something to help me? Which is a question asking if the person being addressed can do something to assist the speaker. The use of no at the beginning of the sentence makes it a question. ¿Cuándo es la boda? When is the wedding? The sentence is a question in the ¿Cuándo? Form, which means when. Es is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb ser, which means to be. La boda is the definite article, the, and the noun, wedding, which is feminine. Cuente con eso. You can count on it. This sentence is a common phrase in Spanish, similar to count on it, or you can rely on it, in English. It expresses confidence or certainty about something. Breakdown. Cuente. This is the third person singular present subjunctive form of the verb contar. To count. It is used in this context to express a request or a command, similar to let's count on it or you should count on it. Con. This is a preposition that means with. Eso. This is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned or understood, in this case, the thing that the speaker is confident about. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The use of the subjunctive mood in cuente is crucial for conveying the implied request or command. Implied context. The sentence relies on context to understand the specific meaning of eso, as it refers to something already understood. Tenemos que salir temprano. We have to leave early. This sentence uses the verb tener, which means to have. In this case, it's used in the conjugation tenemos, which is the first person plural form of the present tense. This tells us that the subject of the sentence is we. The verb tener is used in a phrase like this to express necessity, in this case, the necessity to leave early. The word que means that, in this case, and functions as a conjunction connecting the verb tener to the infinitive verb salir. Salir is an infinitive meaning, to leave, and in this context it tells us what we must do, leave. The adverb temprano means early and modifies the verb salir, telling us when we must leave. Podemos hablar de ello más tarde. We can talk about it later. This sentence uses the verb poner, which means to be able to or can. This is conjugated in the first person plural, podemos, indicating that the speaker and at least one other person can do something. Hablar means to speak or to talk. It is conjugated in the infinitive form, hablar, and is used with the preposition de, which means of or about. Ello is a pronoun that refers to the topic of conversation, which is not explicitly stated, but understood from the context. Más tarde means later, and indicates the time at which the speaker and the listener will talk about the topic. ¿Cuándo se introdujeron las papas en Japón? When were potatoes introduced to Japan? This sentence is a question asking about the time when potatoes were introduced to Japan. Let's break it down. ¿Cuándo? ¿Cuándo? Means when. This is an interrogative word used to ask about the time of an event. See introdujeron. Se introdujeron is the past tense of the verb introducir. Introducir, which means to introduce. It's in the third person plural. They were introduced. Las papas. Las papas means the potatoes. This is the plural form of la papa. La papa, the feminine noun for potato. It's preceded by the definite article las. Las, which means the. En Japón. En Japón means in Japan. This is a prepositional phrase indicating the location where the potatoes were introduced. The sentence uses the passive voice to indicate that the potatoes were introduced by an unknown agent, not by someone acting deliberately. No es nada personal. It's nothing personal. Breakdown. No. No. Is a negation meaning no. It is used in front of the verb. Is. Es. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb ser. Ser. Meaning, to be. Nada. Nada. Means, nothing. It is used to emphasize the lack of personal intent. Personal. Personal. Means, personal. This sentence uses a simple sentence structure with a negation and a verb conjugation. The use of nada. Nada. Emphasizes the lack of personal feelings or intentions in the situation. No seáis malos. Don't be bad. This sentence is an informal imperative in the negative form, meaning it's a command telling someone not to do something. No. Colon, this is the negative word, meaning not. Seáis. Colon, this is the second person plural, you all, form of the verb. Ser. To be, in the subjunctive mood. This is used to express a command, request, or suggestion. Malos. Colon, this is the plural form of the adjective. Malo. Bad. So, in this sentence, the verb. Seáis. Is conjugated in the subjunctive mood to create a softer command. The speaker is requesting that the people they are addressing not be bad. La energía atómica puede ser utilizada para propósitos pacíficos. Atomic energy can be used for peaceful purposes. The sentence is a declarative sentence that states a fact. Let's break it down. La is the definite article, meaning the. Energía is the noun meaning energy. Atómica is the adjective meaning atomic. Puede is the verb, to be able, in the third person singular present indicative tense. Ser is the verb, to be, in the infinitive form. Utilizada is the past participle of the verb, to use, meaning used. Para is the preposition meaning for. Propósitos is the noun meaning purposes. Pacíficos is the adjective meaning peaceful. This sentence uses the passive voice. The subject of the sentence is la energía atómica, and the action is being performed on it. Key concepts. La colon definite article. Atómica colon adjective meaning atomic. Puede colon verb meaning to be able. Utilizada colon past participle meaning used. Pacíficos colon adjective meaning peaceful. Passive voice. La próxima semana vamos a la montaña. Next week, we are going to the mountains. Breakdown. La. The definite article, feminine singular. Próxima. Next, adjective, feminine singular. Semana. Week, noun, feminine singular. Vamos. We go, verb, present tense. First person plural. A. To. Preposition. La. The definite article, feminine singular. Montaña. Mountain, noun, feminine singular. Key concepts. Definite articles. La. Is used to indicate that the noun is specific and already known. Adjectives. Próxima. Modifies the noun. Semana. Providing more information about it. Verb conjugation. The verb. Vamos. Is in the present tense and conjugated for the first person plural. We. Prepositions. A. Is used to indicate the direction of movement. No necesitas llamarme. You don't need to call me. Breakdown. No. This is the negative word, no, in Spanish. Necesitas. This is the verb, to need, in the second person singular, you, form. It's conjugated in the present tense. Llamarme. This is the verb, to call, in the infinitive form, but it's being used here as a gerund, like, calling. It's also in the reflexive form, meaning, to call oneself, or, to call me, as the object. Key concepts. Negation. No. Is used to negate the sentence. Verb conjugation. The verb, to need, is conjugated to agree with the subject, you. Gerund, and reflexive pronoun. The verb, to call, is used as a gerund, and the reflexive pronoun, me, is attached to the verb, indicating that the action is done to oneself. El reo solicitó ser liberado antes. The defendant requested to be released earlier. Breakdown. El. This is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the. Reo. This is the noun, defendant. Solicitó. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, solicitor, which means, to request. The preterite tense indicates that the action happened in the past, and is completed. Ser. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to be. Liberado. This is the past participle of the verb, liberar, which means, to release. Antes. This is the adverb, before. Key concepts. Preterite tense. Used to describe actions that occurred in the past, and are finished. Past participle. This form is used in conjunction with the verb, to be, to create the passive voice. Here, it shows that the defendant was released. Infinitive. The base form of a verb, used here after the verb, solicitor, to form an indirect object. Un gato salió de abajo del auto. A cat came out from under the car. Breakdown. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, or, an, in Spanish. It is used to refer to a non-specific cat. Gato. This is the noun, cat, in Spanish. It is masculine in Spanish. Salió. This is the past tense of the verb, to come out, to leave, or, to exit, in Spanish. It is a third person singular verb, which means it is referring to a singular subject. De. This is the preposition, from, or, out of, in Spanish. Abajo. This means, below, or, underneath, in Spanish. Del. This is the contraction of the preposition, de, and the definite article, el, which means, of, or, from the, in Spanish. Auto. This is the noun, car, in Spanish. Key concepts. Prepositions. Notice how prepositions are used to show location and direction. De. Abajo. Del. Gender. The noun, cat. Gato. Is masculine in Spanish, so we use the masculine article. Un. Verb conjugation. The verb. Salió. Is conjugated in the past tense to indicate that the action happened in the past. No fue tan caro como esperaba. It wasn't as expensive as I expected. The sentence uses the comparative form of the adjective. Caro. Expensive, with the word. Tan. So, as. The verb. Fue. Is the past tense of the verb. Ser. To be, in the third person singular. Como. Means, as, and. Esperaba. Is the past tense of the verb. Esperar. To expect, in the first person singular. Él llenó el vaso con vino. He filled the glass with wine. Breakdown. Ale. Ale. This is the masculine singular pronoun meaning, he. It is the subject of the sentence, so it comes before the verb. Lino. llenar. This is the past tense of the verb, llenar, llenar, which means, to fill. Here it is conjugated in the third person singular, agreeing with the subject, ale, 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 ale. This is the masculine singular definite article meaning, the. It modifies the noun, vaso, 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 vaso. This is a masculine noun meaning, glass. It is the direct object of the verb, lino, llenar, con, con. This is a preposition meaning, with, vino, vino. This is a masculine noun meaning, wine. It is the object of the preposition, con, con. This sentence is a simple past tense sentence, showing a completed action in the past. ¿Podría deletrear su nombre, por favor? Could you spell your name, please? The sentence asks politely for someone to spell their name. ¿Podría? This is a polite way of asking, could you? It's formed with the verb, poder, to be able to, in the conditional mood. The conditional mood is used to express requests, possibilities, and hypothetical situations. Deletrear. Deletrear. This verb means, to spell. Su. Su. This is the possessive adjective meaning, your, formal, number, nombre. This noun means, name. Por favor. Por favor. This phrase means, please, and is used to make requests more polite. ¿Cuándo quieren ir a la biblioteca? When do they want to go to the library? The sentence uses the interrogative word. ¿Cuándo? Meaning, when. It's used to ask a question about the time something will happen. The verb. Quieren. Is the third person plural form of the verb. Querer. Meaning, to want. It is conjugated in the present tense to indicate that they want to go to the library now. The noun phrase, a la biblioteca, is the object of the verb, a, is the preposition, to, and, la, is the definite article, the, used with the feminine noun, biblioteca, meaning, library. Esta bicicleta es de mi hermano pequeño. This bicycle belongs to my little brother. Esta is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. Meaning, this. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Bicicleta. Bicicleta. Is the noun, bicycle, and it is feminine and singular. Es. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Ser. Meaning, to be. This is a form of the verb, to be, that is used to describe something. De. Is a preposition meaning, of, or, from. It is used to indicate possession. Me. Is the possessive adjective meaning, my. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Hermano. Hermano. Is the noun, brother, and it is masculine, and singular. Pequeño. Is the adjective, little, and it is masculine, and singular. It agrees in gender, and number with the noun. Hermano. Me desperté sintiéndome muy fresca. I woke up feeling very refreshed. Breakdown. Me. This is the direct object pronoun meaning, me. It is used here, because the verb, desperté, is reflexive, meaning the action is performed on the subject. Desperté. This is the past tense of the verb, desperté, which means, to wake up. Sintiéndome. This is the present participle of the verb, sentir, which means, to feel. It is used here as a gerund, describing the action that is happening at the same time as the subject is waking up. Muy. This is an adverb meaning, very. Fresca. This is the feminine adjective meaning, fresh. It describes the feeling of the subject after waking up. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. verbs that are performed by and on the subject. Present participles, verb forms that are used to describe an ongoing action. Gerunds, present participles that function as nouns. Adverbs, words that modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. Ella ha engordado últimamente. She has gained weight lately. Breakdown. Ella. This is the subject pronoun, she, in Spanish. This is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb. Haber. To have, in the present perfect tense. It is used to form the present perfect tense in Spanish. Engordado. This is the past participle of the verb. Engordar. To gain weight. It is used in the present perfect tense. Últimamente. This is an adverb that means, lately, or, recently. The sentence is in the present perfect tense, which is used to describe an action that started in the past, and continues to the present, or has an effect on the present. In this case, the action of gaining weight started in the past, and is still happening, or has a current effect on the subject. Permitiremos un descuento del 5% respecto de los precios del catálogo. We will allow a 5% discount off of the catalog prices. The sentence uses the future tense. Permitiremos. Which means, we will allow. This tense is formed by adding the ending -imos to the infinitive form. Permitir. The verb. Permitiremos. Is conjugated in the first person plural, which indicates that the speaker and at least one other person are performing the action. The noun. Descuento. Means, discount. The preposition. Del. Is a contraction of. Del. Which means, of the. The noun. Cinco. Means, 5. The noun. Por ciento. Means, percent. The preposition. Respecto de. Means, with respect to, or, regarding, and it's used to indicate the reference point for the discount. The noun. Precios. Means, prices. The noun. Catálogo. Means, catalog. The word. Los. Is the masculine plural definite article, meaning, the. Tom empezó a buscar un trabajo nuevo. Tom began to look for a new job. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence. Empezó. Empezó. Is the past tense of the verb. Empezar. Which means, to begin, or, to start. In this context, it is used in the third person singular form to agree with the subject. Tom. A buscar. A buscar. Is an infinitive phrase that acts as the object of the verb. Empezó. It means, to look for. The. A. Is a preposition that is used before infinitives in this context. Un trabajo nuevo. Un trabajo nuevo. Is the object of the infinitive phrase. A buscar. Trabajo. Means, job. And, nuevo. Means, new. Es divertido jugar en las olas. It is fun to play in the waves. The sentence is in the third person singular, meaning it is talking about something, or someone in general. Es. Means, it is, and is the third person singular form of the verb. Ser. To be. Divertido. Means, fun, and is an adjective. Jugar. Means, to play, and is an infinitive verb. En. Means, in, and is a preposition. Las. Means, the, and is a definite article. Olas. Means, waves, and is a noun. The sentence uses the infinitive verb after the adjective. Divertido. Because it describes something that is generally fun to do. Mi padre podía nadar bien cuando era joven. My father could swim well when he was young. Breakdown. Me. This is the possessive adjective, my, and agrees in gender and number with the noun, padre, father. Padre. This is the noun, father. Podía. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, poder, to be able to. It indicates an ability that existed in the past. Nadar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to swim. Bien. This is the adverb, well. Cuando. This is the conjunction, when. Era. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, ser, to be, and refers to a state of being in the past. Joven. This is the adjective, young. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. Used to describe past actions that continued for a period of time, or occurred regularly. Possessive adjectives. Used to show ownership. Adverbs. Modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. Conjunctions. Words that connect words, phrases, or clauses. Tú no te levantas tan pronto como tu hermana. You do not get up as early as your sister. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Tú. Tú. This is the subject pronoun, you, in the informal form, used when addressing someone you know well. No. No. This is the negation word, not. Ti. Te. This is the reflexive pronoun, yourself. Used here to indicate that the action of getting up is being performed by the subject, you. Levantas. Levantas. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, levanta. Levantar. To get up, to rise, conjugated for the informal, you. Tan. Tan. This is the word, as, used in comparisons. Pronto. Pronto. This is the adverb, early. Como. Como. This is the conjunction, as, used in comparisons. To. To. This is the possessive adjective, your. Modifying the noun, hermana. Hermana. Sister. Hermana. Hermana. This is the noun, sister. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. The use of the reflexive pronoun. Te. In this sentence is essential for conveying that the action of getting up is performed by the subject, you. Comparative structure. The sentence uses a comparative structure with the words, tan, tan, and como, como. To compare the time of getting up for, you, and, your sister. Informal form. The sentence uses the informal form of, you. Tú. And the corresponding verb conjugation. Levantas. La llamé, pero la línea estaba ocupada. I called her, but the line was busy. Breakdown. La. This is the direct object pronoun for her. It replaces the noun, ella, she, to avoid repetition. Llamé. This is the past tense of the verb, llamé, to call. The e acute ending indicates that it is in the first person singular. Pero. This is the conjunction, but. La. This is the definite article, the. Línea. This is the noun, line. Estaba. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, estar, to be. Ocupada. This is the past participle of the verb, ocupar, to occupy. It is used as an adjective here, meaning, busy. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. La. Is a direct object pronoun, which replaces the noun, ella, she, to avoid repetition. Past tense. The verb, llamé, is in the past tense, indicating that the action of calling happened in the past. Imperfect tense. The verb, estaba, is in the imperfect tense, indicating that the state of the line being busy was ongoing. Past participle as adjective. The past participle, ocupada, is used as an adjective to describe the, linear. La operación de Tommy va a costar una pequeña fortuna. Tom's operation was going to cost a small fortune. Breakdown. La. The definite article, feminine singular. Operación. Operation, noun, feminine singular. De. Of, preposition. Tom. Tom, proper noun, masculine singular. Eva. Was going, verb, imperfect indicative, third person singular. A. To, preposition. Costar. To cost, verb, infinitive. Una. A, indefinite article, feminine singular. Pequeña. Small, adjective, feminine singular. Fortuna. Fortune, noun, feminine singular. Key concepts. Eva. This combination of verbs indicates future action in the past. It means, was going to, or, was about to. Costar. This verb means, to cost, and is often used with a direct object, in this case, the operation. Una pequeña fortuna. This phrase is a common idiom that means, a small fortune. It emphasizes the high cost of something. Tom es un ciudadano que respeta la ley. Tom is a law-abiding citizen. The sentence structure is straightforward. Tom. The subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Es. The verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense, indicating that Tom is something. Un. An indefinite article, meaning, a, or, one. Ciudadano. A noun meaning, citizen. Que. A relative pronoun, introducing a relative clause that describes the citizen. Respeta. The verb, to respect, in the third person singular present tense. La. The definite article, meaning, the. Ley. The noun meaning, law. Key concepts. Un. And. La. Are definite and indefinite articles that are crucial for understanding noun usage in Spanish. Que. Is a relative pronoun that helps create a descriptive clause, adding information about the noun, citizen. Respeta. Is the verb in the present tense, indicating that Tom currently respects the law. Estoy exactamente donde quiero estar. I am exactly where I want to be. The sentence uses the verb estar to express location. Estoy is the first person singular present tense conjugation of estar, meaning I am. Exactamente means exactly. Donde means where, and quiero is the first person singular present tense conjugation of querer, meaning I want. Estar is followed by the infinitive estar to indicate a state of being. Key concepts. The use of the verb estar to express location. The conjugation of the verbs estar and querer. In the present tense, the use of the infinitive estar after estar to indicate a state of being. Puedo leerte como a un libro. I can read you like a book. Breakdown. Pudo. Puedo. Is the first person singular form of the verb poder. To be able to. It indicates the speaker's ability to do something. Leert, this is the infinitive. Leer. To read, conjugated in the infinitive form. It is in the second person singular form, and is directly connected to the subject. Yo. I, which is implied in the first person singular verb. Puedo. So it is a combination of leer más te, which means, to read you. Como, this word acts as a conjunction meaning, like, or, as, in this instance. un libro, a un libro, is a prepositional phrase. A is a preposition meaning to or like, in this case, un is an indefinite article meaning a, and libro is the noun, book. Key concepts. Verb conjugation, poner and leer, are both conjugated verbs. Direct object pronoun, the pronoun te is a direct object pronoun and is attached to the infinitive leer. To form the verb, leerte. Prepositional phrase, the phrase a un libro is a prepositional phrase and adds context to the sentence. Sé que este libro te va a encantar. I know that this book is going to enchant you. The sentence is in the present tense. Sé is the first person singular of the verb saber, to know. The verb encantar, to enchant, is in the infinitive form, and is conjugated to the future tense. Te is the object pronoun for you, in the informal, singular form. Va is the third person singular of the verb ir, to go. A is the preposition to, and the definite article el. The is implied, meaning to the. The sentence follows a typical Spanish sentence structure, subject-verb-object. In this case, the subject is I. Yo is implied, the verb is no. Se and the object is that this book is going to enchant you. Al parecer, ella estaba enferma. It seems that she was sick. Breakdown. Al parecer. This phrase translates to, it seems, or, apparently. It indicates that the speaker is not completely certain about the information, but believes it to be true. Ella. This is the subject pronoun, she. Estaba. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, estar, meaning, to be. It indicates a past state, or condition. Enferma. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, enfermo, meaning, sick. Key concepts. The use of the imperfect tense, estaba, to describe a past state, or condition. The use of the phrase, al parecer, to express uncertainty. Me llevo bien con mi hermano menor. I get along well with my younger brother. The sentence. Me llevo bien con mi hermano menor is in the present tense and uses the reflexive verb llevarse. Me is the direct object pronoun representing me and indicates that the speaker is the one getting along well. Llevo is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb llevar, which means to carry or to take. In this case, it is part of the reflexive verb llevarse, which means to get along or to have a relationship. Bien is an adverb meaning well. Con is a preposition meaning with. Mi hermano menor is the object of the preposition and refers to my younger brother. Hermano means brother and menor means younger. Toma que hablo con Mari para verse esta tarde. Tom has made plans with Mary to meet this afternoon. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. The name Tom, the subject of the sentence Harquenado. A que hablo. This is the present perfect tense of the verb quedar, to stay, to remain, to agree. In this context, it means, has made plans. Ha is the third person singular of the auxiliary verb, haber, and quenado is the past participle of quenar. Con Mary. Con Mary. Con means with, and Mary is the name of the person he is meeting. Paraverse. para verse. Para means for, and verse is the reflexive form of the verb ver, to see. Verse means to see each other. Esta tarde. Esta tarde. Esta means this, and tarde means afternoon. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. Used to describe actions completed in the past that have a connection to the present. Reflexive verbs. Verbs that require a reflexive pronoun, for example, verse, to indicate that the action is performed by, and upon the subject. Prepositions. Words like, con, and, para, that show the relationship between words in a sentence. Debemos intentar entendernos los unos a los otros. We must try to understand each other. Breakdown. Debemos. This is the first person plural form of the verb. Deber. To have to must, to should, conjugated in the present tense. Intentar. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Intentar. To try. Entendernos. This is the first person plural form of the reflexive verb. Entenderse. To understand each other. The reflexive pronoun. Nos. Is incorporated into the verb, creating. Entendernos. Los unos a los otros. This phrase means, each other, and emphasizes the reciprocal nature of the understanding. It literally translates to, the ones to the others, indicating a mutual relationship. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Entenderse. Is a reflexive verb, meaning the action of the verb is directed back to the subject. Reciprocal action. The phrase. Los unos a los otros. Highlights the reciprocal nature of the action, showing that understanding is happening between multiple parties. Los delegados votaron una y otra vez. The delegates voted again and again. This sentence is in the past tense, using the preterite. Verb tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. The verb votar means to vote, and in this case, it is conjugated in the third person plural, which agrees with the subject. Los delegados. The delegates. The phrase una y otra vez literally means one and another time, but it is commonly used in Spanish to express again and again or repeatedly. Key concepts. Preterite tense verb conjugation idiomatic phrases. Ella compró huevos por docena. She bought eggs by the dozen. Breakdown. Ella. This is the feminine singular pronoun meaning she. Compró. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb comprar, meaning to buy. Huevos. This is the plural form of the noun huevo, meaning egg. Por. This preposition means by, for, or through. Docena. This noun means dozen. Key concepts. Preterite tense. The verb compró is in the preterite tense, which indicates an action that happened in the past. Plural nouns. The noun huevos is in the plural form because it refers to multiple eggs. Preposition. The preposition por is used to indicate the quantity in which the eggs were bought. No es asunto tuyo. This is none of your business. The sentence uses the negative form of the verb ser. To be. No es. And the noun. Asunto. Matter, business. Tuyo. Is the possessive adjective meaning yours. The sentence structure follows the standard subject-verb-object arrangement in Spanish. Key concepts. Negative conjugation. No es. Is the negative form of the verb ser. In the third person singular. possessive adjectives. Tuyo. Is the masculine singular form of the possessive adjective, yours. Sentence structure. The sentence follows the typical subject-verb-object order. ¿A cuál de tus padres piensas que te pareces? This sentence asks, which of your parents do you think you resemble? Let's break it down. ¿A cuál? This is a question using the interrogative pronoun. ¿Cuál? Which one, and the preposition. A. To slash towards. It sets up the question about choosing between two options. De tus padres. This is a prepositional phrase using the preposition. De. Of, and the noun phrase. Tus padres. Your parents. This tells us who the options are. Piensas que te pareces. This is a verb phrase using the verb. Piensas. You think, in the second person singular form of the present indicative tense. The pronoun te. You, is the indirect object, and the verb pareces. You resemble, is in the third person singular form of the present indicative tense. Key concepts. Interrogative pronouns. ¿Cuál? Is used to ask about which one out of a specific set of options. Prepositions a and de are essential for conveying relationships between words. Verb tenses. The present indicative tense is used to express actions happening now, or habitual actions. Pronoun usage. The correct pronouns te and tus are crucial for subject-verb agreement and clarity.
Ya te he dicho que no fui yo el que lo hizo.
I've already told you that I didn't do it. Breakdown.
Ya.
Already indicates that something has happened before. Te. You, informal, singular, the object pronoun. He. Have, present tense of the verb, haber. Dicho. Said, past participle of the verb, decir. Que. Que. That, introducing a subordinate clause. No. No. Not. Fui. Fui. Was, past tense of the verb, ser. Yo.
Yo.
I, the subject pronoun. El.
El.
The. Que. Que. That. Lo.
Law.
It, the object pronoun. Hizo.
Hizo.
Did, past tense of the verb, hizo. Key concepts. Compound tense. The verb, he dicho, is in the present perfect tense, which is formed with the present tense of, haber, and the past participle of the verb. This emphasizes the completed action of, telling. Object pronouns. The sentence uses object pronouns.
De.
And. Law. To clarify, who is being spoken to, and what is being referred to. Subordinate clause. The clause, que no fui yo el que lo hizo, is a subordinate clause that explains what the speaker has already told the listener.